Well, let's pray together. Father, we do pray now that you will speak to us as we think about our Bible readings this morning. Amen. Well, have you ever been hungry? And I mean really, really hungry. I can't say I ever have. I do remember late one evening when I was a student in Liverpool back in the 80s, coming home to my student digs. And the problem was I'd been away for a few months and there's nobody else in the house when I got back. I was hungry. I noticed that all the shops were closed. There was no burger bar down the road or even a kebab, which was a bit dodgy in Liverpool, but there wasn't even one of those open. So I went to the cupboard and I opened. Did I find anything in the cupboard? I didn't. Well, no, you're quite right. There was something in the cupboard. Not much. There was a little bit of oil. And there was a box of cornflakes. I had a look inside the box of cornflakes. There weren't many of those. And they weren't like these ones, which sound all nice and crispy. They're all rather stale. These aren't stale at all. Well, what is the worst thing you've ever eaten? Have you ever eaten something really yucky? No? You ever eaten anything? You've been very lucky not to have eaten anything yucky, haven't you? Not even any snails? No? I remember swede at school that was cooked from about 9 in the morning. That was pretty yucky. Well, I must admit that stale cornflakes with water is only marginally better. But they did remove that hunger, which was good. Well, the lady we meet in today's true story from the Bible, well, she didn't have much at all, really anything. She didn't have any cornflakes, she just had a few drops of oil, probably not even as much as this oil, that's all she had. Well, what else do we know about the woman? Did the woman have any family? Did you pick that up from the story? Did she have a husband? No, her husband had died. And she did have two sons, two boys. But there was a problem. She owed a lot of money, an awful lot of money. And do you know what the people said who she owed the money to? What were they going to do with the boys? See if the choir know. What are they going to do with the boys? They were going to make them slaves. Well, that's not good at all, is it? So this poor woman, oh dear, she really was in trouble. But she was a sensible woman, and so she went to see Elisha. Elisha was the man of God. Perhaps God would help her. Of course, what happened? Did God help her? God did help her. God was very good. But first, she had to act in faith. She had to listen to God and obey the instructions of God that Elisha gave to her. Well, here are the instructions. They're in verse 3 of our Bible reading. Go round and ask all your neighbours for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to the side. Well, the lady trusted God, didn't she? She obeyed Elisha's instructions, and the oil kept on flowing. It didn't say just a little bit of oil. It turned into lots and lots of oil. So what she did is she gave over the little she had to God, and God produced lots and lots and lots more oil. So the first thing we learn today is that long ago, God miraculously provided for a lady in physical need. It was a miracle, wasn't it? Long ago, God miraculously provided for a lady in physical need. A little bit of oil was turned into lots and lots of oil, which the lady sold. And then she had money. She paid off the debts, and she had enough money for her and her two sons to keep living on. Long ago, God miraculously provided for a lady in physical need. So my next question is, does God continue to do this today? What do you think? Does God continue to do such wonderful things today? I think he does. When we give something over, shall we do that as an action? When we give something over to God, he does wonderful things. What else have I got round here? See what those are? Do you know what they are? I'll go and show some of the children over here. You see what I've got in my hand?
what they are.
They're seeds, that's right. Do you know what types of seeds they are? Well, these are cress seeds, which is about the only thing I can grow. Cress seeds are amazing things. You just pop them, you don't even have to plant them, you just pop them onto a bit of soggy cotton wool, and suddenly, a few days later, there's lots of green things, all this cress sprouting, which goes lovely in a cheese sandwich. But the point is, they don't look like much, do they? But what we have to do, of course, is we have to trust God with the little we have, do the action again, give it over to God, and he does something wonderful, wonderful with them. But we have to trust God and hand it over to him first. So just as God turned that woman's little bit of oil into lots and lots and lots, he will take the little we give, and we trust God, don't we, when we plant the seeds in the autumn to produce a wonderful harvest. Every year God does that. Well, God loved that lady who went to see Elisha. He loved her sons too, and he wanted to provide for them. And God loves us too, and he wants to provide for each and every one of us. So we need to give over. Shall we do that, son? We need to give over the little we have and trust God to provide wonderfully for us in return. So two things now. First thing, long ago, God miraculously provided for a lady in physical need. And today, God, every year, miraculously provides for our physical needs. But lastly, it's not just our physical needs, is it? God provides for our spiritual needs. And that brings us to our other Bible reading. The kingdom of God is like a man scattering seed on the ground. Night and day the seed sprouts up, and finally the harvest has come. And Jesus says that the kingdom of God is just like the harvest. So when we give over the little that we have, God turns it into something wonderful. God takes the little we can offer him and turns it into a spiritual harvest. Well, what might a spiritual harvest look like? Well, I think first of all it means that when we give ourselves over to God, he becomes our friend. We can be friends with Jesus. And Jesus forgives all the bad things we've ever done. And then he starts producing good things in our lives. And the Bible calls that fruit. Not fruit like an apple or grapes or bananas. A different type of fruit. The fruits of the Spirit. Good things in our lives. So if we give the little we have over to God in our lives, God makes lots of good things come out. A harvest of goodness. Spiritual fruit. But the kingdom of God is not just a personal thing. He'll do it with us as a community here in church in Elmswell. So will we trust God to grow his kingdom through this church in Elmswell? Sometimes it feels like we don't have much to give. But if God can take the little that we give and produce a wonderful harvest, just as he took the little oil for the lady, made lots more oil. Just as, what have I done with my seeds? Just as he takes these seeds and turns them into lots and lots of cress, God can take the little that we give him in our lives and in our church and turn it into a wonderful harvest if we trust him to do it. So one, long ago, God miraculously provided for a lady in physical need. Two, today, God continues to miraculously provide for our physical needs. And three, God continues to provide miraculously for our spiritual needs. Well, it's good to remember these things, isn't it, on Harvest Sunday, to say thank you to God and to commit ourselves to Jesus to provide for all our futures, both physically in food and spiritually forever. Why don't we pray now? So, dear Jesus, we thank you that you loved that lady so much that you provided more and more oil. We thank you that you love us so much that you provide the harvest each year, that we have shops full of food, gardens that grow wonderful apples. And, Lord, we thank you that if we trust ourselves to you, giving over the little that we have, you will produce a wonderful spiritual harvest in our lives. Help us to trust you. Amen.